Are you feeling overwhelmed by hormonal changes? If you're a woman, you're definitely not alone. Did you know that over 1,000 hormone disruptors surround us every day in our food, in our water, air, clothes, and even skincare products? All these can mess with our hormones, causing everything from PMS symptoms and menopause discomfort to low moods, poor sleep, and even a lack of energy. But you don't have to suffer through these symptoms. Let me tell you about Hormone Harmony, a natural science-backed formula crafted with adaptogens, herbs known to help your body adapt to stress, including those wild hormone changes. Hormone Harmony helps ease PMS, reduces menopause symptoms like hot flashes, and improves sleep, energy, and mood. So why keep struggling? I know it's taken years for my hormones to become regulated again after having babies and nursing. I've thoroughly appreciated the shift that I feel taking Hormone Harmony. And for a limited time, you can get 15% off your first order at happymammoth.com. Just use the code MINIMALIST at checkout. That's happymammoth.com and use the code MINIMALIST for 15% off today. Do you and your family have a busy schedule? No worries. Gobble's got you covered. Gobble's meal kits come with everything you need so you can skip those time-consuming grocery trips. With flexible delivery options, you can set new days, skip a week, or cancel anytime, no commitments. With most meals being ready in 20 minutes or less, cleanup is a breeze because many of the dishes only require one pan. Gobble recipes save me time I'd otherwise spend meal planning, shopping, and cooking so I can get back to what matters. Our family has two extremely booked nights each week, and Gobble is a great option for us as we can get a healthy meal that is quick on those nights. My husband and I absolutely loved the butternut squash ravioli with pecan sage brown butter, and my kids keep talking about the beef shepherd's pie. Super easy to make, and the flavors are incredible. See what a difference Gobble will make for your household. Right now, they're offering my listeners a fantastic limited-time deal. Get $120 off across four boxes, plus free shipping and free cookies. Go to gobble.com/minimalist. That's gobble.com/minimalist today for $120 off your first four boxes. This offer is not available on their home site, so don't miss out.
If you love the comfort of MeUndies as much as I do, your kids can now join the club too. MeUndies Kids has launched a new line of super soft, ultra comfy underwear for little ones. These undies are made from four-way stretch fabric that's three times softer than cotton. Forget boring, itchy kids underwear. MeUndies Kids offers fun, vibrant prints with everything from unicorns and dinosaurs to pizza slices and penguins. They're tagless and perfect for sensitive skin, giving your kids all-day comfort. No pinching waistband, just super soft comfort that's kid-tested and parent-approved. My daughter actually mentioned how comfortable they were just the other day. I got my kids a few sets, and now that's all they want to wear. Check out the brand new MeUndies Kids line today. To get 20% off your first order, plus free shipping, go to MeUndies.com/minimalist and enter promo code MINIMALIST. That's MeUndies.com/minimalist, code MINIMALIST for 20% off, plus free shipping. MeUndies, comfort from the inside out.
There really aren't that many things that kids and adults do together that they both enjoy. There's nothing like sports. It's that rare thing that brings people together across political lines, socioeconomic divides, and can span generations. What makes us unique is how we teach, right? Like, we don't explain the rules of a sport directly. We embed them into parallel games and activities that make sense to kids.
Hello and welcome to the Minimalist Moms podcast. This episode is part of the Going Deeper series. These conversations will focus on interesting people that I've come across that share similar values, perspectives, and intentions that are expressed here on the Minimalist Moms podcast. So joining me for this episode of Going Deeper is Mike Schroeder, the founder of Future Fans, a brand focused on helping kids connect with and enjoy sports. Mike's journey started with a simple goal. He wanted to bond with his kids over sports, but found that teaching them about football wasn't as easy as he'd hoped. So he created Future Fans to make learning about sports fun and engaging for kids. In today's conversation, Mike opens up about the ups and downs of that journey, the power of intentional parenting, and how sports can bring families closer together. Again, these Going Deeper episodes are more of a conversation as opposed to a specific strategic interview. I'll be sure to link the other ones in the show notes. I have topics such as unschooling, my parent is a hoarder, an Iron Man battling brain cancer. These have been some of my favorite interviews to record. I'd love your feedback in my DMs about how you're liking these Going Deeper episodes, and be sure to subscribe to the podcast so you can catch the other Going Deeper episodes along with all the other content still to come before the year's end. And with that, here's my conversation with Mike.
Mike, it's so great to talk to you again. Thanks for joining me on the Minimalist Moms podcast.
Thanks for having me. Good to see you, Diane.
Why don't you maybe just go into a brief introduction of who you are, and then we'll start talking about future fans.
Yeah. So my name is Mike Schroeder. I'm a dad of three kids here in Columbus, Ohio. I have an 8-year-old daughter and 5 and 2-year-old sons. I'm originally from Ohio, grew up in Cincinnati, and have spent nearly my entire life in the Midwest. I went to school at Indiana University and started my career at Target up in Minneapolis. So lived in the Twin Cities before eventually returning back to Ohio.
Why don't you tell people, again, just a brief overview of Future Fans, and then we'll get into how you started it.
Yeah, so Future Fans is a brand that helps little kids become big sports fans by helping them understand a sport in a really unique way. And kids as young as 4 and totally different than anything else in the market. And everything about it is built on this belief that there's nothing like sports. Sports has been a huge part of my life as both a fan and when I was younger as a participant. And as I kind of looked at it, wanting to bring my own kids into that special world of what it's like to be being a fan, I found it really difficult to teach them what was going on the field as we would watch games or go attend games. And so really wanted to just kind of reimagine a world where it was really easy for a kid to understand and fall in love with sports.
And it was so funny. I feel like your jaw dropped when I told you that I had never sat and watched a full football game. Despite not being overly enthusiastic about sports, it's something that I really want for my children. And I think being a part of a team is something that's really important to my husband and I. And so that's something that we're looking to cultivate in our life. So I know that you had a similar experience back when you were watching the Bengals, I think it was. So I want you to go back and tell me about that story again that kind of prompted this desire to help other parents in this area. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And again, this is based on this belief that there's nothing like sports. It's that rare thing that brings people together across political lines, socioeconomic divides, and can span generations. And it was personal for me. You know, my beloved Cincinnati Bengals are making this run to the Super Bowl a couple years ago. I go to the first playoff game, our first playoff win in 31 years since I was like 8 at the time. You know, my brother flew up from Atlanta. I come down from Columbus. You know, we bought tickets in the section we used to sit in with our dad who had passed away at that point. It was euphoria, right? Like I'm hugging random strangers. People are crying and it was magical. The rest of that playoff run, though, my wife, who was 36 weeks pregnant with our third child, you know, kept me at home fairly, rightfully so. And my then 5-year-old daughter, the oldest child in my family, was like into the pageantry of it. You know, she loved the snacks. She loved the fight song for the Bengals. But the second the games came on, Diane, she was out of there. Like, despite my best efforts from a very young age of teaching her, in this case, about football. And none of it was resonating. And so I had this experience, which was like life-changing games for me. But to not be able to share them with anybody was like super frustrating. And I kind of had this flashback to 6 months prior, she and I had done this storybook-led chess product where you read a book with a kid and in each chapter, they meet a character who ends up being a piece on the chessboard. And, you know, a king who eats so much, he's so big, he can only move one step at a time. And within 2 weeks, my 5-year-old and I could play a game of chess where she understood what every piece on that board was doing. And so back to this playoff run, I'm like, okay, if she can understand chess in 2 weeks, like clearly I'm doing a very bad job of like teaching her about football. And you know, despite like their Sports Illustrated for Kids books, all these other things that like we had done, I had tried to explain it to her while watching the game and all that good stuff. And none of it was working. So it was more of a reflection on, you know, kids can learn, they're sponges. You know, she had learned chess, but like there's got to be a better way to teach her. And trying to find something, I found nothing in the market. And so instead of sitting around and wishing there was something, you know, I have a bit of an entrepreneur at heart. And so wanted to go create something that would hopefully capture her imagination in a way that could teach her about the sport.
Absolutely. And I think intentionality, that's what I talk about on Minimalist Moms, is how to cultivate an intentional life, especially if you're working a 9-to-5 and you can't, I don't know, probably even someone working remote, you're looking for that intentional time with your kids. You're also balancing it with I do need a break. I do need that reset for me and my day. So why can't we bring the two together as well and pass down this love of something? Also, you said something in the beginning about it crosses cultural and political socioeconomic lines. That's something we can instill in our kids as they go out into the world as well. So that's why I just keep coming back to living an intentional life in teaching our kids these principles. Does that resonate with you?
Yeah, 100%. And like, I didn't create this to like force my daughter to like football, right? I just saw it's different than when we grew up, right? Like there was one thing on the family TV, if there was a family TV, and like, you know, you could kind of slowly learn a sport or whatever, you know, was being as a shared family activity. Today, like my kids, you know, despite my best efforts to like minimize their access to all screens, like have more autonomy over what they like and consuming that media. And so, you know, like I didn't have 4 years to kind of let her slowly learn the sport through osmosis of taking her to games and doing things like that. It's just a different time. And I wanted her to be able to understand what, in this case, football was and now other sports as well. So she could say like, oh, this is really cool. And this is something we could share together. Or, you know, I'm glad I understand what it is, but like, I'm not interested, you know, like all those things are fine. But it, like you said, it's about being intentional and giving kids exposure to things that can be neat. And there really aren't that many things that kids and adults do together that they both enjoy. And so, you know, for me, like I really like sports. And so wanted to at least see if she was interested in sharing that experience or interest with me.
So one of my favorite parts of your story, and I don't think you've told it yet, is a story about when you had the opportunity to go to a game and you chose a different route. So I'll let you explain that.
Yeah. So, you know, obviously we went out and created Future Fans, and again, this fun and easy way to learn a sport. And my daughter was obviously the kind of guinea pig through that. And I described to you her as a 5-year-old in that run to the Super Bowl, and she wasn't interested. A year later, Bengals again making a run, this time to the AFC Championship, the semifinals. I'm set to fly to Kansas City to meet my brother for that game. And the night after we win in the prior round, Ella, then 6, looks at me and says, "Daddy, please don't go. All I want to do is watch the game with you." I canceled on my brother, who still went, and she and I took in what was a heartbreaking loss on our couch together. And at the end of the day, like, that's what we're selling, right? We're selling this belief and connection around a shared interest, and to be able to experience those things together and create those memories like that I have with my dad and my grandparents. You know, I want the same for her. And it's been really special to now share this interest together, right? Of playing fantasy football and talking and getting to watch our games together and spending quality time together. I see a big screen on the wall a little bit different than I see like a mobile device or a tablet, which is not able to be consumed by more than one person. And sports just leans itself too to like, right? Like there's breaks, like there's a lot of bonding. And again, like I didn't want to force her into loving football, but as she fell in love with this sport, like that's been a really cool experience. And there's going to be times in her life, like I know they're coming, like where she doesn't want to talk to me, right? Like there's going to be things she doesn't want to talk about, but you know what? Like sports brings people closer together. It allows us like, okay, I don't understand you want to talk about me, but let's talk about the game, right? And that will then open up those connection points. And I think about my own life, right? I text with members of my family that are sports fans more frequently than I do those that are not. And so I see that connective tissue. And again, I see it as a way to cultivate and deepen relationships. And hopefully we can do that for others as well.
Yeah, I love that you said that about the teenage experience, and as they go into that season of life where maybe they don't want us to be as available as we are. But I do think it creates that intentional conversation with them. And again, I am with my kids most of the time. So I do think this is that way to just open some of those doors that maybe feel uncomfortable to start walking through. I know that seems so much bigger than just sports, but I truly do think that this is, like you said, just a connective way to be with one another without having to overcomplicate.
Yeah, exactly. And I'll give you another story. My business partner, he has a 13-year-old daughter and like who's really into soccer. And, you know, he'll describe the best way for them to like have a conversation is like kicking the ball back and forth in the front yard. Again, that may lead to a deep conversation, that may not, but it creates the opportunity for one at a time when, you know, those opportunities are few and far between.
I wanted to make sure that we talked about what it looks like now. And you were saying with Ella, she's 8, and you guys, after reading through this and doing Future Fans, that she has become a football fan.
Yeah. Yeah. And so again, like just to help the audience understand like what it is we do. So we created these storybook led activity boxes. Each one is specific to a sport. So we have football and soccer now, and it's guided by a storybook. So you open up the box and it's split up into 6 to 8 sessions, 8 sessions in football. And so you read a chapter of the book with the kid. And this is for kids ages like 4 to 8, though it can help anybody understand a sport regardless of their age. And you read a little bit about the book, and then you're directed to open up a surprise within the package that brings something from the book to life. And I'll give you an example. What makes us unique is how we teach, right? Like we don't explain the rules of a sport directly. We embed them into parallel games and activities that make sense to kids. And then later we connect those to the sport. So as an example, in football, all these books take place in this world of Camp Rallyhoo. This is a Monday through Friday sports day camp. And the kids get there on Monday and they're like, okay, kids, you're going to learn about football. And they're like, okay, great. Like we can play games, or we could teach you with the binders and whiteboards. And they're like, okay, games, obviously. So one of the games in the football book that they read about is this game called Circle Toss. And it's just a simple beanbag toss game, but it has 4 tries to get a beanbag into a ring. If you make it, you move forward and you get 4 more tries or another first try. If you get it into the last hoop, you get 6 points. And you get to dance the scratchy bottom hop, which is the celebration dance at Camp Rallyhoo. And so those rules, 4 tries, 4 more if you make it, 6 points at the end, are the underlying rules of downs in football and touchdowns being worth 6 points. And so kids read about this in the book. There's no mention of football. And they're like, okay, this is a fun, simple game. They open up the product. They then get to play that beanbag toss game at home. And so it reinforces what they just read about and how the game works. And then later, in the book, halfway through, it's a rainy day, and the counselor's like, kids, tell us what you know about football. They're like, we don't know anything about football. We've just been playing these like random games. And at that point, the counselor in the storybook crosswalks everything back to football, and it allows a kid as young as 4 to understand the sport, right? And so I would describe, we're not covering every rule, right? Like we're trying to get a kid from maybe a 0 or 1 out of 10 understanding of a sport to a 3 or 4. And then there's an activity book at the end that has more information on the sport if they want to dive deeper. But it's really around giving them a contextual understanding. I could have answered any question my daughter had about football. Problem was, she didn't have enough of an understanding to know what was going on to ask any questions, right? And so what we've done is really try to unlock a basic understanding of a sport such that they then can build on that, whether that be with a parent that already loves the sport or if they want to play. Kind of numerous different angles to go down. So that's how it works. And that allows the kid to say, oh, okay. Like when I see this, you know, dad watching this on the TV, I now want to go sit next to dad and watch and ask more questions. Right. And it kind of builds from there.
Yes, absolutely. I was telling you, I think this should be something that is in schools, just a really easily accessible way to learn, because I don't ever feel like we learned soccer or football ever. And maybe we did, but I don't feel like we ever learned the basics. And for me, that's why it was never enjoyable. And my dad is a diehard Buckeye fan, and I never found it interesting, but I also didn't know what to expect. So I just had other interests. Again, I just think it is such a way to bring the basics into someone's life. And then that way they don't feel so disconnected.
And I think too, like, again, as we've had our product in the market and have heard from different people, like it's being used by boys and girls, but definitely it's really relevant for like girl dads. We hear a lot about that, and like, because it's just less culturally in their world growing up, right? Like the girls are a little less likely to be talking about it on the playground than maybe the boys. And as we have done some stuff in schools via like the Cincinnati Bengals, we have a relationship with them where they have players taking in a modified version of what we've created for consumers. And it's just a super inclusive way to let somebody in on the sport and how it works. And like you said, the community that exists around it in a lot of places, Ohio State being, you know, at the top of one of those lists. And like, again, it's just a really cool way for people, kind of an onboard to the sport that doesn't depend on playing, right? Like, again, I've got nothing against participation in sports. I think participation in sports is awesome. We're just coming at it from a slightly different angle of like, okay, I want you to understand the sport as well. And again, we think that will also increase participation, but, you know, coming at it from the fan angle.
as I said in the beginning, even though I haven't been a huge sports enthusiast, I still see the benefit in working together as a team. When you do learn how to play a sport, I think that is important because I do think working as a team is something I never really learned how to do. And so now I just work for myself. And again, this is just one person experience. I'm not saying that that one thing begets another, but I do want to teach those principles to my kids. And I'm the one that's here most of the time with them. So we were sitting down with the soccer box the other day and it's like, oh, I'm learning while I'm also teaching my kid. And then he can take this as he goes and plays soccer. So I don't know. To me, it's been really beneficial in that way as well.
Yeah. And again, like it's all about just understanding what it is. And because again, sports are really cool and really fun. But like you said, like when you were at Ohio State, like you didn't understand what was going on. It's really hard to be a part of that community. And those communities can be pretty cool. And again, like doesn't mean you have to go be a part of that community, but like this is an easy on-ramp into potentially, you know, understanding and maybe falling in love with the sport.
Well, Mike, did you have any other word of encouragement as we kind of wrap things up here that you'd want to leave with the listeners? Like I said, I think this is such a great way most of my audience are moms, but I think even encouraging their husbands in this way, like, hey, this is something that could be an option for you if you want to connect with our daughter and or a son that might not be as invested in sports. So do you have any final word you want to leave?
Yeah, I just think it's a great tool for adults and kids to bond around, right? And again, like I'll speak as from my experience as a dad, I spend less time with our kids than my wife does. And so again, like she's got, you know, I just feel a little bit more pressure on the time that I do have together with the kids. And, you know, and I've got my own interests as well. And like, you know, trying to bring those things together and have those bonds that, you know, maybe us dads are a little less effective at creating naturally. Like, again, anything we can do and hopefully, you know, Future Fans is a tool for kind of bringing those relationships together. And again, it doesn't have to be just used by dads, but, you know, just coming at it from my own experience.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, where can listeners grab a box of their own or connect and learn more about it?
Yeah. So it's available on our website, futurefans.com. It's available on Amazon. And we've won the football product has won 6 awards. Soccer is newer in the market. It's won 2 awards already from parenting organizations and autism organization. And we have a 4.9 on Amazon, but easiest place to find it is our website, futurefans.com.
Absolutely. Added it on my Amazon list for minimalist moms. We're always trying to look for things that are imaginative, or for me, I prefer experiences over things, but this is kind of like a thing that gives someone a long-term experience. And that's why it also, I really enjoyed connecting with you and hearing about it as well. But I want to not let you go before I ask you the 2 questions that I ask every guest. And the first one is, what's been a beneficial resource in your life that you want to share with the listeners? And this doesn't have to be in regards to sports or anything we're talking about today, just something that's been profound to you.
Yeah. When you first say this question, like the first thing that comes to mind is my wife. she's the most beneficial resource to me. You know, somebody that comes at life, she's a pediatrician, you know, very thoughtful about parenting and, you know, being a gentle parent and, you know, patient beyond imagination. So like, as I think about that question, like my wife is the first thing that comes to mind. You know, I approach the world in one way, she approaches the world in a very different way. And especially as it relates to our children, I think that way is way better than mine. And so that's definitely probably my biggest resource, not just like what she has to say, but finding other resources, whether it be on social media or otherwise, places that talk about parenting things and other, you know, approaches that are maybe not my natural thing, but when I dig into them, do seem to be better than my natural approach.
Yeah. Oh, I love that. That's a great resource. Okay. Well, then my last question for you is, what is something that you can't stop talking about? And Mike, I'm not going to let you say football. You cannot say football. We're in football season. There are other things that you can't stop talking about.
I'm sure my wife would say football. Like, stop talking about, or sports in general is probably what she would say. You know, I think one thing that's top of mmind for me, just the ages of my kids. So they're 8, 5, and 2. And right. So I've got younger kids. Is the balance of like helping mold them into well-behaved like citizens, but also not stifling their creativity and just telling them no all the time, right? Letting them fail, letting them, you know, I'll talk about my 5-year-old in particular, who's in kindergarten. We just had our first parent-teacher conference right? And I'm just like wondering the, like going into this, like, oh my God, what are they going to say? He's super creative. And so she is like, I want him to be his creative self. And then I try to remind him at the appropriate time of like, we have to have control over our bodies and when we need to listen closely and things like that. And I think that balance is just one thing I've been talking a lot about lately of like, you know, I have an expectation that he should be this perfectly well-behaved kid. And he generally is well-behaved, but how do you kind of balance those things together? The balance between creativity, living life, like throwing pillows, right? Versus me being so worried about like what's getting dirty or, you know, where that pillow may hit something. Again, like there's a balance in all of that. And I think for me, like that's just been something I've been talking a lot about with my wife and others of like, okay, like was I the most well-behaved kid? Probably not. So why am I expecting somebody else, my own son, to be, you know, this perfectly behaved child? And so that's just like something that's been top of mind for me and been talking a lot about with others around what's the right approach there. And as we all try to raise these little humans into being kind, curious, and hopefully fun to be around kids.
Yeah. My whole thing is, and I don't do this perfectly, but don't engage in every battle, and not everything is a battle. Some things are, I just asking myself the why of why I want something done a certain way. Does this really matter in the long run? And sometimes it does, but other times I think that we can just be really buttoned up and just want to control things. And I have to let that control side go and allow them just to exist and maybe do things differently or maybe get dirty in ways that I don't anymore. But that takes away, like you said, from their adventurous spirit and creativity that will help them long term.
Yeah. And I think for me, like thinking of things is more fluid. Like, you know, I have a tendency to set up like, okay, you don't do this, you don't get that, right? These like kind of mini threats that like just end up in all these binary like yes, no things that create conflict. And I'm like, okay, how can I get rid of those? And like, yep, we're trying to get out the door. Like, let's just keep reminding them to get out the door versus being like, if you're not in the car in 1 minute, we're going to leave without you, right? These, you know, not that I say that, but those types of things, you know, how can I make myself better, you know, than just trying to blame these young, still maturing minds?
Yeah, no, it is a process. And yeah, parenting, I know there are handbooks, but every child is just so different. And so it's like only some of these things are so applicable to what our circumstances are. So yeah, just giving more mercy and grace and understanding to the little ones.
I love that word, grace.
Helpful, and I got to remember it. Well, Mike, it was so great to connect with you. Like I said, I love that you're local. And I hope that people check out Future Fans, even if they just go look more to see what it's about. I think that it's a great product. So thanks for joining me today and sharing more about it.
Yeah, thank you, Diane.
What did you think of the episode? I hope you enjoyed the conversation. To learn more about today's guest, including links, resources related to everything discussed today, visit the episode page at minimalistmomspodcast.com, where you can find the entire podcast archive, as well as my book, Minimalist Moms, Living and Parenting with Simplicity, or other ways to connect or work with me online. If you'd like to support the podcast, the easiest and most impactful thing you can do is subscribe to the show on iTunes, Spotify, or YouTube, or wherever you listen to podcasts, and leave a rating or review of your favorite episode. Lastly, sharing the show or your favorite episode with friends on social media is very helpful and will encourage others on their journey to think more and do with less.
Save big this holiday season. All in the Kroger app. Buy two, get three free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up. Then get a flavorful Kroger spiral sliced ham for 89 cents a pound with an additional $25 purchase. Limit two, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details. At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.